Okay. Okay, Daf Kuf Yud. Let's try to finish Perek Vav today. On Daf Kuf Yud, the Nefesh poses a question to the Seichel that I have a problem. How can I do things and thank Hashem and have my actions be an expression of Hakaras HaTov to the Ribono Shel Olam? And how could I know it's not totally sincere? I know that it's always coupled with an expectation, a hope, a tikva that Hashem will continue. And I wouldn't do that if not for that. I'm thanking Hashem because I want Him to keep on giving me and to give me even more. And it's not something to build on. How can I ultimately do my utmost? Right? We always talk about you can't do in one day, in one week, everything that what the Chavis Halvavos presents. He presents the ideal. These are things you have to work on. So he says, how can I build on it and reach my goals in Avodas Hashem when it's flawed? From the very beginning, it's flawed with insincerity. Omar HaSeichel, so on Dav Kufyu, the Seichel answers that this is it's a problem. The problem arises from three character traits. And so the Chavis Halvavos just says, get rid of these character traits and you'll be okay. I would like to be Moseph, as we learn it, maybe some suggestions. Maybe the Olam, I got influenced by the Sunday night shiur. We need some suggestions how to overcome these character traits. Amras, or at least how to overcome it takes a lifetime of work. But things you can do to make it easier, to make it more shaykh. So the Seichel says, we'll skip down to the fourth line of after Omar HaSeichel. Ha'echa, character trait number one is because you're basically self-centered. People are self-centered. Otsa Mahabasech Hesatzmech, we learned that last week.
So I was thinking about it the whole week. How can I overcome it?
We'll talk about ages. You're being self-centered. Ulehitusech, and your goal in life is lahavitovos liatzmech. Your goal is to fulfill your own will, your own desires, to do what you want to do. That's how you're focused. Einach merim regel la'avodas Hashem la'avodas zuloso. You really don't do anything for Hashem or for anyone. There's something in it for you. Now, it doesn't always have to be physical pleasure. It can be covet. It can be people hold of you. It can be people like you. But everything is you.
It can be also lama. It can be everything.
What?
It can be
all lama
too. It can be anything.
Yeah. Ukvar damti lach. When we first started dealing with Avodas Elokim, I already gave us an introduction. So again, the problem is the insincerity of Hakaras HaTov, that it's always tinged with an expectation or a hope or a desire that therefore Hashem will continue giving. So he says it's because of three character flaws. The first is that you're self-centered. So everything is focused on you. So you got to get rid of that. So we really spoke it out last week that what you could practice doing, and Rabbi Victor Miller, in a famous list of 10 things a person should do every day, this is on his list, is do a chesed for someone that no one knows about. Not even your wife, not even, you don't tell anybody, you just do something, not even him. You do something for someone, and there's nothing in it for you, not even covet. That's what he suggests. He has a famous list, I don't know where it's been printed somewhere, But I saw it once in Hamodia. Someone made a whole full-page Iyad, and they made an Iyad of these 10 things that a person should do every day. So this is one of the 10 things. Do something for someone that no one knows about. But the truth is, it doesn't only have to be a chesed. Again, the Chavis HaVodos doesn't talk about it here, but that's the way. The way to draw yourself away from self-centeredness is to do things where you are not the recipient of any benefit. So I sat down and I started thinking, like, of examples what you could do.
You always do it for a model, but this is already it's a good level. A person doesn't do it stam. You wouldn't do it if there would be no other model. Stam to do it.
It's, don't worry about Olam Haba. It's hard enough to do things that in the immediate world that you're dealing with, there's no benefit in it for you. This would involve, like, first of all, doing things that no one knows you did it, so no one gives you credit for it. Then I was thinking also, if you help people, let's say there's people, I was thinking, let's say, I'm going to the rally against the Hitnot Gut. And someone doesn't want to go, and he's going away, and he needs a ride. And I give him a ride. So I don't even have the pleasure, like it's against my shita, right? It's against, that's another way. If you help people, let's say you feel a visceral, an antagonism, even antagonism it could be sometimes, but just like, you don't have any gain by helping a person because you're sort of helping him be against you. Like you're helping someone that sort of stands for what you're misnagei to. Like the Sakharov would always help people that were so, you know, Zionists, and he would always help them. Or Rav Kook was famous for helping his misnagdim and people that made his life miserable, but they needed, but he was the chief rabbi for it, you know, so they needed a certain letter and they needed this. He would always provide it. So you do things to help people that are really misnagei to you. And that's also a way of practicing doing something that there's nothing in it for you. That's another thing.
Just a compromise.
What?
You know what? A lot of some say they help emotion.
Yeah, okay. Helping someone that, right, that you don't need anything from. Yeah.
A lot of chesed that people do is also a method of cleanup. It's important that people know.
Yeah, but we're talking now about Chavis is dealing with a problem, and he's saying the problem is caused by three character traits. So we're talking about, and he doesn't give you any Pesach of how to rid yourself of these character traits. So we're saying once in a while do this. We're not saying every Pesach should be that, but once in a while do something that in Rabbi Victor Miller's it only says once a day. Once you'd be surprised how either hard it is or how it doesn't come up. He says, once they do something, there's a famous Hasidish story, I think it's Hasidish, it's probably an apocryphal story, which means maybe it happened, maybe it didn't happen, but it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. The point is the story, it's a deep story. It sounds wild, but you could do it. It's something that maybe, you know, you find such things in Shari Tshuva for a Bnei Yonah. If a person wants to do Tshuva, he should do these kind of things. That is, I mean, a lady, an almana, because she lost her life savings. That's how these stories always start. So he gives it to her. He says he found it. And he really didn't find it. So he says he found it, and he gives it to her. And then he asks her for a reward. That's how the story goes. Yeah. He has a reward. And then everybody's like, mavaza him. First, everybody applauded the honest guy. He found so much money, he gave it back to her. But then, like, he has a reward, and everybody starts, like, he's in, like, they yell at him, they make fun of him, they, you know, they lose all respect. So, and that's the story. That he did it in order to uproot any vestige of personal satisfaction, even. Like, oh, look what I did. Wow, I'm great. So he, and you find this in Jerry Truman or Bnei Yonah, and it's not something you're going to do always. and a lot of, because a lot of Bali Musar would say not to do this, but as a general rule, you don't do it. You don't set yourself up for bizoy. But you do find in Shari Tshuva, Rabbi Yonah, that as a oifen of doing tshuva, he's talking about, you may want to set yourself up in a situation where people will be mavaza you. And that'll be a kapara. But, you know, let's say, you could do that on a smaller level. Let's say, I would be mechaber someone else to speak when I should speak. Right? So, okay, that's nice. But then I would go around, I would like to mention to some people that, you know, I really wanted to speak, you know, but okay, I let him speak. So that would take away, that would be like the gather of this story, where that would, it's like I'm really admitting to everyone that really, I wanted to do it. So that would take away, I'm asking, right? That's not a good feeling, you know. So that would take away, that would mitigate the feeling of satisfaction. So you can do such things when you do Maisim Tovim that people do know about. It's extreme. This is really extreme. And we're talking about doing something that people do know about, and Bedafka doing something that would remove their, you know, they're looking up to you, or their respect for you, or their holding of you. You can do things that no one knows about. You can do things and then maneuver that people won't hold of you because of it. All right, these are extreme things, but it's the way the avoda, I would say, of getting rid of this first character trait of always being self-centered. You know, you could say on a simple level, maybe we're going too deep. You can say on a simple level, do things for others. Don't do things yourself, do things for others. But the Chavit Halvavos is really talking on a subtle level. He's talking about a guy who's makir tov to Hashem, and he really is thinking all the right thoughts, and he's really bothered by a subtlety. You're dealing with a very sublime level. When the Nefesh says, you know, I can't be totally sincere, we really read this and we say, Halavai, I should be holding there. That I do things out of a sense of Akaras HaTov, and my problem is that I want Hashem to continue doing it. So I'm saying on that sublime level, a way to really be oker, a vestige of even a residual self-centeredness, because I feel that's the level the Chavit HaLavos is going on, are such things as we discussed in the last few minutes. Let's go on. I want to finish the parrot today. Dabar Hasheni, the second character trait. Just to sum up the first character trait, it's really working on becoming totally idealistic and altruistic. That's really, those are the words that express what we're saying. And that those are the opposite of self-centeredness. If you do it idealistically, it means you're doing it for an ideal. But, you know, but then you'll still get satisfaction out of it. This, so that's the ideas we discussed. That there's ways to be oiker mamish any residual personal benefit or hanah. Ba'adabar Hashemi, the second character trait is, and this is a meyerdika idea, what he says. He says, Iyad the Yosef Cheschazde Habori is Borach Alayich. You don't appreciate what Hashem does for you. But listen, again, he's talking about a subtlety now. You're not talking prust. He's talking on a very sublime level. For Eile B'Demyonech, he says, people think, they assume, why do you act this way? You say, oh, I thank Hashem in this, and I'm really looking out of one eye to make sure Hashem continues. I want him to continue, so I say thank you. If I say thank you, he'll give me another candy. So you think, She'enach Magil Tovoso, Hashem won't do what's good for you, Hashem won't give you good, ki im b'tshusot b'tshukosech elav bo. If you ask for it, Hashem's responding to your request. You'll ask, Hashem gives. You want something, Hashem gives it. So you have to be, it's like interactive. And he says, no, you have to realize Hashem does what's best for you whether or not you ask for it. Hashem is a native. Hashem always does what's best for you. Now, we talked about the idea of tefillah. This really makes more difficult what are we doing when we're davening. But let's first learn his point here. Ukvar osa yimei chesed. Hashem did tons of chesed with you. B'mesha b'di yaseich. What you know about Mashaina b'di yaseich. You don't even know what Hashem does for you. You can't even make a list. You didn't ask for all the things Hashem does for you. If you would go back over your life, and you would start, like, really, even simple things, like, I'm not even talking about when you were a fetus, and look at Hashem took care of you, the bet aninech, and you never davened for that, and you didn't ask for that. But you could start thinking, maybe something happened to you, Hashem got you through childhood. Maybe you were in a car accident when you were 6 years old and you walked away. Hashem, and what school you went to and what friends you made and how he positioned you and how you met this person and this person had such an influence on your life. And you start thinking about your life, and that's, I'm not talking about thinking about the blood vessels in your body and all the things you always talk about, your lungs and your eyesight and your pancreas and your thyroid gland. The thyroid gland, I just had a friend who had a kid born, and there was a problem. Right? One little thing, some source. Something's not working 100% when the kid was born. And so when we talk about those things, we always talk about in the body or in the mind, but even just what happened to you, your life. And you didn't ask for these things. Hashem is a mative, Chagas HaVoda says. It's not you. I need to do something, so Hashem should do. This is what I'll call it subconsciously thing. That's what the Rebbe is saying. I hope it's a deep thought. He's saying, we think, well, why do you? You say, you know, when I really say thank you, I'm really hoping Hashem does more. And it's like, you know, because you think that Hashem's, if you say thank you, okay, you're a good boy, I'll give you. And that's not, Hashem's always a native. Hashem does things, does the best for you, whether or not you ask for it. That's what the Chayyim Talmud is saying. It's not totally in you. The Enoch Maskila, B'chukos Miyazan, Miyitei Vohiyas Mistalakas Mi Mechadim Yin Azeh. You should banish this from your thought process. It's not you. It's not your intervention that gets Hashem to be native with you. So, this, again, it's not your intervention. And let me. So it says, you know what's making you always look an eye to the future when you say thank you? Is because you think that we need your input. We need you to be the Ma'ir Hadavar. And it's not true. Hashem always does what's best for a person. Hashem is a mative. Now, what I would suggest as a practice, again, like the same thing, like think about things Hashem did for you in your life. And then realize, you know, I never asked Hashem to do that. Like, I didn't even realize it was good until much later. And this happened, and that happened, and this is the way it'll dawn on you that these things happen without your intervention. It'll be pure. You'll purify your thank you when you realize that it's not your intervention that's being maniyah Hashem memnun yud ayin. It's not that's moving Hashem to inspiring Hashem to do what's best for you. Ironically, we had this before, this such a sentence. Then you'll get from Hashem, like, once you uproot the idea that you're part of the show, that you are the one of the causes that Hashem is doing good things for you, because you're asking Him for it and you're expressing like your desire for it. Oh, Hashem knows what you need, Hashem knows what's best for you, and Hashem always gives you what Hashem does for you, what's best. Nothing to do with you. So you work on realizing that, and then you'll be oiker the insincerity of the thank you. Of the Hakaras HaToiv. Yeah.
Nefesh's problem over here is it has it to enjoy, you don't have it. He's having only, he wants
everything and anything. His problem is that his thank you is not sincere.
So then if his problem is also that he doesn't have it, so then it's not true what Chaim wants to say. Because he is going to get tzchak.
What's not true?
That
HaKadosh Baruch
Hu, his
Hatovah
is coming because of what
I caused. You don't think that Gehenna is a Hatovah for
Hashem? Okay, but it's much better. And I have to have the Gehenna.
I don't understand what your point is.
My point is, if the Nefesh's problem isn't only Ha'ilu B'Maseh, and then it's Vakeret, because it's not the Ha'ilu B'Maseh.
Does the Nefesh's problem is the insincerity of the thank you. He doesn't consider it sincere if it's done with sort of like you're doing it because you expect it to evoke a response of Hatovah.
And the Seichel's answering. The Seichel says it's not true. Hashem is giving me time.
Wrong. No. I'm sorry, I wasn't clear. The Seichel's answer in the Chavis HaLvavos is that I will analyze to you the three character traits that make that true. Number one was your self-centeredness. Number two is your mistaken impression that you have to push Hashem to do what's good for you. And that character trait causes it. So now I'm adding a parenthetical remark that the way to work on that, you want to lose the self-centeredness. He doesn't talk about tikkun. He's analyzing. He's ripping the Nefesh apart, and he's saying this problem that you have, which again I'm saying, l'chatchila the problem was a very subtle one. You know, Bishlam, when your mother says, say thank you, and you go, thank you, so we know it's not sincere. But here you're talking about a person who's followed the whole Chayyus HaVodah's program. And now he's worried about a certain purity, a Nikiyus HaNefesh. You know, he says, when I say thank you and I'm makir tov, it's really with an eye towards what Hashem is going to continue to do for me because I'm saying thank you. How do I get myself rid of that? And the Seichel is answering, and the Chavis HaLvavos, he's not answering him how. He's just telling him to be aware that it's coming from three kochos hanefesh, from three character traits, I'll call it. That's what one is, the self-centeredness, and you can't break away from that. So everything you do is with an eye towards what's in it for you. Number two is you have this picture that Hashem is a meitiv because you asked Him for something, you let Him know what you need, you did something to cause that response.
And even though this is true,
That is not true. Hashem always does what's best for a person. Hashem always does what's best for a person.
It's not exclusive.
Hashem is a maker.
But if the Nefesh's problem is that I'm doing this because I want mitzchias, then it's true that if you don't do the mitzvah, you won't get the same.
No. It's not true Hatovah. That's what the Svarim will explain. If Hashem would give you nitzchias and it would be undeserved, it would not be a true Hatovah. It would be what the Svarim call Nahama de Kisufa,
right.
And it wouldn't be true Hatovah.
Right.
I think I answered you. That would not be true Hatovah.
Right. Okay.
So that's the answer to your question.
At the end of the day, if I don't do it, I won't get the Hatovah.
No, the Hatovah will be something else. It will always be what's best for your soul, for you. If what in whatever way you live, that will determine what Hatava is. If a person's living in the North Pole, Hatava is a heater. And if a person is living in Beit Shemesh, Hatava is an air conditioning. That doesn't change anything. That just changes what the Hatava is. If you live a certain way, the Hatava is something else. But Hashem is always the ultimate native. That's not called, you cause Hashem to be native.
So what's the...
The difficulty of the Chayim HaRav, you want me to forget, is that the Chayim I think my problem with the Chayim HaRav is, whoa, what happened to Tefillah? Like, how do you go daven now? And we are taught that davening is that Hashem responds to Tefillah. And of course Hashem will do what He does, and Hashem, you don't make Hashem change His mind, but Hashem wants the person to be aware and cognizant of his need to rely on Hashem, and then Hashem responds in kind. And I read this Chayim HaRav as saying Hashem doesn't really respond. But I'll tell you the answer that I think is true, but I'm not sure what's bothering you. Let me go back to please. I think the answer is Pashat. I don't have a good answer, Rabbi Osai, the truth is. I think the answer is just a dichotomy that the different avodas a person has to be oveid. And there's the avoda, there's one avoda that says that Hashem will, it's a dichotomy. You can't, it's not, it's like saying, when I'm saying thank you, and I'm saying, you know, I have a problem. I'm saying thank you because I'm hoping Hashem continues. You say Hashem will either continue or not continue. It's not no gay. It's not you that's making Hashem be native to you. And that's an avoda when you're saying thank you. In other words, that's your avoda when you're saying thank you. To work on making your thank you sincere. In other words, you can't ask a kasha, let the person's thank you be a tefillah. That wouldn't be a kasha. If that would be true, that a thank you should be coupled with a tefillah, then the nefesh wouldn't have had a kasha in the first place that my thank you is insincere. He would have answered him, it's not insincere, you're a very fine person, you're the best person in the world. Half of your thank you is a thank you, and the other half is a tefillah. But he didn't answer him that, because he's talking about the mid of Hakaras HaTov. How do you work on making your Hakaras HaTov totally sincere? So in that mode, you have to forget about tefillah. He's not talking about tefillah, he's talking about thank you. It's like saying someone gives you a present. So you want to ask him for a present again tomorrow? You want to ask him for a present? That's legitimate. We're not talking about that. That's tefillah. But when you say thank you, then you have to worry. Since your whole avodah in this world is based on Hakaras HaTov, you have to worry that your thank you is 100% sincere and not a tefillah. You have to make sure your thank you is not a tefillah to get more. So when you're working on that avodah, that your Hakaras HaTov is complete, your Hakaras HaTov is sincere, and you just thank Hashem for what He did for you, for what He does for you, without an eye towards the future, without it being like a key to get more. So when you're doing that avodah, you have to focus on Hashem being the native, and you're not the menia. You're not the cause of it being a native. But then we turn around to you and we say, at the same time, there's a concept called tefillah, and that's a different avodah. That we want you to be aware that.
I think he said something very simple. I think he's just saying that a person that thinks that all he gets is because he wants, it's not true, because he gets a lot of things that he doesn't want. It's not that the tefillah doesn't make a difference. It's not that the mitzvah doesn't make a difference. He's just saying that you don't need to want everything to get it. You get a lot of things without wanting it.
But to answer his question, he has to be Iker.
So he's saying that the problem is that every time when I say thank you, I really want something, because I think this is what I want all the time, to get more.
Right.
So he says you don't need to want to get. You can be found. You don't need to want to get. You may need to daven.
What do you mean you may need to daven? You may need to ask for it.
You may need to ask for things.
Okay, but
you'll get things that you didn't ask for.
Yeah, let's go back. Okay, Rabbi Yitzhak, you can think about it. That's why we're learning. The learning is supposed to be a springboard for further thought. You're not supposed to ask what page we're up to. It's okay, I also have to ask what page we're up to. Now, Dabar HaShlishi, the third character trait, is Iyad Yosech Es Atzmech Ves Ofen Han Hogaso. You have the whole, your whole picture skewered. Whoops, I just looked at the time. Okay, we didn't finish the sixth paragraph. Okay.
What? What?